Learning the Sakhlis Ramas Tafayim Vavim and Aleph, the Gemara is finishing off the Sugyam of Tzuadak and Kurush Shafcha. Gemara brings the Brais of Tanur Rabbanan, Nige Fasol Neshu Shaises, Nistam Kashem Neshu Umaylid, Vezeo Psul Shechayzel Ech Sheret. If I say there's a hole in the Gid, so that's Pasol because it's Shaises, the Zeret doesn't come out, goes out through the Nekev, and it won't be Yerik Achetz, it won't be able to have children. But Nistam, if you're able to seal the Nekev, that will be kosher because it's Meilid, and that's a Psula Chayzul Echshere. And the Gemara says, Lafuke Krum Shalom Achmas Maka Bereya, which doesn't work. Now, Pasha Sasuki is saying that it's his Pasul Lakal, and that's how Rashi learns, and that's how Revi Shainim learned. The Moichai brings her Blazim Emits that says that Pasul means the Vlada Neilid Me Ishta is Pasul. And is a mamzer, because it's a davar bari, is ain't a meilid. That's what it means. Nigev is pasul, meaning the person's not pasul. The child born from him is pasul. Because you know for sure he can't have children, so the child must be a mamzer. But the person is kasha lava bakal. Because he's not considered a kush shafcha, he's considered an akur. He's considered someone who can't have children, but not a kush shafcha. And he says, if you were to be a kush shafcha, how could it say nistam kasher, zev slo chayzlo sheridus? If he says that psua daka is chayzer, but kush shafcha is not chayzer, zui mehilchas areifim. That's the lashon of the Sefi. Psua daka could return, could come back to normal, kush shafcha cannot, and that's hilchas areifim. So if this would be a kush shafcha, so how could it return? How could it come back to normal? Elamai, it's not a kush shafcha, it's an akur. That's what he says. And what does Gemara mean, pasul? Pasul means that the child from his wife is pasul, it's obviously not from him. Now, this is the Mordechai quoting the Yireim, and he quotes the Rav Yah. The Mordechai is quoting the Rav Yah, quoting the Yireim. The Yireim inside, it's in Simon Chavtes in our print, also says similar thing by the Gemara early in the beginning of the Amud, the end of Ayin Hayim B'Bei. So who of the Navi Bambadisa is Statim Gufsa Deshech Vazerev Afik Umakim Ktanim, that the tomb of the Shechva Zera was sealed, and it went b'makam k'tan, and went b'makam the Eriglaim. Savar Aviva Rabbi Lachshur, Aviva Rabbi wanted to be makshirim, and our Papa said, no, he can't be makshirim. B'mkaimu mevashla, shleim mekaimu leim mevashla. So there he also says, that it's talking about, that the wife of this person had a son, and Aviva wanted to makshir that son. Because he said, he can have children, and our Papa argued, and said he's a mamzer, because he can't have children. But on the person himself, Avada, he could come Bakal, because he's not an Ukr, he's not a Krishafcha. I gonna pass out Ptsua? That you can't do because it's Ptsua Bidei Shemai. That's the Lashon of the Yireim, and the Smag also brings it down. The Smag also holds that way. So the Yireim was Mechadish this thing about these two Mises, and the Smag and the Rav Yah brought it down in the Mordechai. Now the Dvar also brings it from the Yireim and the Smag, but he says the Ga'inim and the Rambam Paslim Lakal, the Tur also says Kasav Rabbi Eliezer the Tur and Simon Hay Benikiv Agid the Pasul Vechem Benista Makam Azer Elav Agavrkoi Elav Vadkoi. That Nikiv Agid is Pasul and Nistam is not going on the person; it's going on the Vlad. Havlad a Neil Lei Sheina Meilid Umbevade Mamzeru Avahu Kasha Lava Bekal Dolav Kushafkoi. And the Torah says they know Lashon Mash McCain, and the Beis Yosef also says they knew he came a Divrei Apaiskim. So interesting to Zach, the Ari Rishonim, starting from the Yireim and Rishonim that brought it down, that hold that Nikev can't be a Kush Shavcha. Because the Sifri says a Kush Shavcha can't be Chayzu, and this says Nistam is Kasher. So it can't be a Kush Shavcha. And he also learns in the other story of the Istatim Gufse Shech Vizera, also it can't be a Kush Shavcha. So he's not a Kush Shavcha, he's just an Akur. The thing is, on that story, he says, why isn't he a psua daka? So he says, it's a psua daka b'dei shemayim. So it sounds to me like this, that a machlekes ledin is by nikev. When the gid is nikev, then according to the Yireim, and the smag, and the Rav Yah, and the Mordechai, he's kasher. He's not called a krishavka, v'arayit is a takan alagzal ekshere, and according to the other paiskim, no. As long as there's a hole, it's possible. Only when it's nistam, it becomes kasher, but as long as there is a hole, it's possible. But the guy with the steam of Guva Shech Vezera, so the Yireim says the reason why it's not a Psuva Daka is because of the Bidei Shemayim. So I don't think there's much of a Machlekes, because we had a Machlekes before if Chayli is called Bidei Shemayim. Now if you're old, that Chayli is not called Bidei Shemayim, like the Rambam, and like a lot of Paiskin Paskin, so then when it's done Ayidei Chayli, I mean, sorry, Vyol the Chayli is called B'dei Shemayim, so it's done in the Chayli, so it's anyway good according to everyone. If you all like the Rosh, then the Chanami, Chayli would be a problem. But how does the Rishayim that hold the Chayli B'dei Shemayim, how do they learn the Gemara? So it's a true Rosh, Kalam and Gimelay's Dalid, that says that this Gemara is not a Raya that Chayli is not called B'dei Shemayim, because you could say it happened B'dei Adamai, B'dei Mako. And he also brings a Smag that says that Lakshuri means the Vlad, not the person. Because he holds it is a Hekshu B'dei Shemayim here. So this is what I see, that by Istatim Shech Guva the Shech Vazerim, that could be Psuadaka. The reason why he says it's not Psuadaka is because it's B'dei Shemayim. And that's totally on the Machlaikis of Chayli is called B'dei Shemayim. And you can learn the Gemara is not to Machayli, and then there's no Machlaikis. But by the Nekev, there's a Machlaikis. Even if it happened B'dei Adam, the Urayim and the Smag and the Raviyah hold that's not called Kurshavcha. And I guess that's not called Pesuadaka. But that's not called Kurshavcha. And the Raya is, because the Sifri says that a Kurshavcha is Chayzal Aksheri, is Eina Chayzal Aksheri, and this is Chayzal Aksheri. So to answer the Kasha from the Sifri, so the Beis Yosef says that maybe the Sifri argues on the Braisa here. It's a Braisa the Gemara brings. Nikiv Pasal Neshu Shaisis, Nisim Kasha Neim Meilid, to go and say the Pshan and the Braisa is, it means the Vlad. It's a pella to learn that way. Elamai, you have a Sifri not that way, so good. So the Gemara argues on Sifri and Lacha Gemavli. Or he says, the Sifri said on it that the Psuadaka is Chayzal Aksheri, the Kurshavka is Eina Chayzal Aksheri, Zui Mehilchas HaReifim. What does it mean, Zui Mehilchas HaReifim? That the Reifim say this, the doctors say it. But who says the doctors are right? The Chachmei Sol, the Achayzal Aksheri. And Abach doesn't like the pshat. He says, Hilchas HaReifim means that the Sifri is agreeing with that. And he also didn't want to say it's a machlekes, but he says, what the Sifri means is when it's totally nichras. That's what it means. Not that that's the only time you have a psul of Kurshavcha, but this classic standard case of Kurshavcha, where it's nichras, it's not chayzal aksheri, a psuladak, it's chayzal aksheri. But you can have a nekev, and would also have the psul of Kurshavcha, and be chayzal aksheri, not a kasha. See, others want to say that the Yamsha Shlomi says a lashon that Eina Chayzal Aksheri means there's no way a person could be merapid, but B'dei Shemayim it has a refuah. And the Rosh Hashulchan says the opposite, because we see the Chayyim in the Gemara, that the Gemara is saying that we could be Seisimit. That forget it. Eina refuah means it won't heal itself, but if you go and intervene, then it could have a refuah. And I don't understand the Yamsha Shlomi so well, the Sugi is mashmak the Rosh Hashulchan. But basically, I see from the Perushim of the Bach and the Yamsha Shleim and the Aruch HaShulchan, and the Aruch HaShulchan says this thing of Psuadaka Chayzal Aksheri and Kurshavcha Eina Chayzal Aksheri is not a din. It's not a halacha that a Psuadaka can have a Psul Psuadaka even though it could be Chayzal Aksheri, Mashenkin, a Psul Kurshavcha. If you have the Psul, it won't be Chayzal Aksheri, or the other way, on the Tzad, it's Chayzal Aksheri, won't be possible. Not a halacha, it's a Messias. It's just telling you that a Psuadaka could get healed and a Krishna can't get healed. And the Aruch HaShulchan says that's what it means, Zoe Mehilchas HaReifim. The Sifri is telling you, I'm not telling you halacha, I'm telling you a medical fact. The Aruch HaShulchan says that. I saw the Emek Nitziv also on the Sifri says that's what it means, Zoe Mehilchas HaReifim. Al Kopanim, just the Ari Shainim that learned of this Gemara and the previous Gemara was not Nimshech of Azera, that the person is going to be Kashim Imanimshech, because he's not a Kurshavcha, he's just an Akur. And he's not a Psuadaka, he says, because in the first Gemara, because it's B'dei Shemayim, and we're talking about the Vlad, but it's a Shver Pshat, right? We're talking about the person, and about the previous Gemara, you could say it's talking about B'dei Adam, Habanai De Makkah, and about the Sifri means something else, B'chayzal Aksheri, whatever the case may be, but it's not a halacha. Either like the Beis Yosef says, we're arguing on the Sifri, or the Sifri Gufa says it's Hilchas HaReifim, we don't necessarily hold that way, or you can mechal between Nichras and Nikev. Or you could say, whatever the svara is, but there's no such halacha that if it can have a refu, it's not called a kurshavcha. Now, in the previous Gemara, of Ahu of the Dava Bambadisa, Statim Gufsa Shech Vazerev Apik Makam Ktanim, that the tomb that lets out the Shech Vazerev was sealed, and the Shech Vazerev came out in the place of the Meir Glayim. So it says, Sabra Biva Bailach Shuri, Rashi says, Sha'enkan Leib Suva Vlidach Vlikaris. It sounds a little bit from Rashi that the reason why it would be kosher is not because he can be meilid, but because even if he can't be meilid, There's no psua dach and karis. You need dafka psua dach and karis to be pasul. And then if that's the pshat, so Rabbi Rabbi would, that was Rabbi Rabbi, what Rav Papi would say is that no, even if it's not psua dach and karis, even if it's not psua dach and karis, since it's ain't a royal hoilin, that's good if it makes him a psua dach or a kurshavcha. He had before, Rashi says the source in the Bishmal B'nei Shebechem and Breika, that the reason why it's kashu is because it's not psua dach or karis. It also sounds like Al-Kapanim Sheet, this Rashi is that everyone's masking that can't be Mailid. It's just not psua dach or karis. According to that, the Tanakhama holds that it's possible anyway. But like we said, the Rishonim seem to hold that with one date it could be Mailid. So this Gemara L'chayr Shteita Yisayin, that what's the taitz of Psua Dach and Kershafcha? That a Makkah happened by Isa Makkah, but even that the Makkah made it, that it can't be Meilid. There's a Levush, there's a Shtekel Shail Nachreinim, the Levush, he's discussing a din of Nitul Beit Sa'achas. And he brings the Rabbeinu Tam, that's Makshul Lekol, and Revi Shainim argue. And he says, the Matirim hold, you see, a lot of people, they cut out one Beit Sa, and they're still a melidin. And he writes like this, V'yesh oimim sha'afal pikein shu'u sha'melid, even though you know he can have children, ein lach shir b'kach l'kol. V'yesh locha sh'davei machim b'sa d'raisa, and he passes the ma'isu should be machim by a beit sachas, da'afal b'sha melid, b'chlal v'layav v'nasek v'charesu, even though he can have children. And then he says, so what's the din with his children? If you have somebody with only one beit sa, which could be melid, and still you're going to say this is the raisa for him to get married, what's the din with the children? So he says, Lamaisa, the Gemara says that you weren't manadairis, so the children are mutter, and the daughter would be pasul lakuna, because a daughter of a chayv elavin is pasul lakuna. So you see, even Levusha Gavaldigi is said, that it's possible to have somebody that's a psua dak and a kurshavka and have children. Hashem Yankov also brings it, and was also maskim to him. Now the chayv is very shver. Our Gemara seems to be saying that the taich of psua dak and kurshavka is a makam, which is not Meilid. Right? That's the Gemara's raya that this is a psua dach kurshavcha. And the common Gemara's earlier that also say it. The first Gemara, the Gemara says, Eze psua dach ol shenivsu beitzim shlai fil aksam afil mikvu afil nimayku. So Gemara's kasha v'nikiv lay Meilid on ayin hayim al from the banan. V'ahu garvi the soul of l'dikla v'charzi siluam b'beitzim v'nafu nekechut in the mugla v'ayilid. So what's the Gemara's raya that nikvu is lay Meilid? The Levush and the Shev Yankov are telling us that you can be a psua dach even though you're Meilid. You see, the Gemara held there's no such mitzias. If he's Meilid, then it can't be a psua dach. And the Gemara answer, the marginal answer was, also, the next Gemara, where the Hur Rabbanan said, had no psua dach, it means by Samaka, maybe in his head. So Rabbi says, in other words, we're talking about someone who can't have children. That's a Rav is naming on with the Clarkite. If a Psua Daka could have children, so then what's the Raya Midlaim on Abed Eiris? So even though it wasn't the Maskana Sagamara, because the Gemara says maybe it's Laiman Abed Eiris because to say he's Asir and the other ones are Mutter, but Al Kopanim, Rav seemed to hold that way for Dava Pashit. And also, these Chalukim, the Gemara said, between Marziv and Kulmas, the Gemara says one's Shalab Be'avirim and one's Garud, what are these Chalukim? What's the difference if it's Shalab Be'avir? What's the difference if it's Garud? I mean, Rashi says, the difference if you had children. So if you're going to decide Hilchus Kurshavcha, if he can have children or not, obviously, the Taich of Kurshavcha is someone who the Makana can have children. And then this Gemara. So there's a long shtickel from Rabbi Yaakov Emden. He had a sefer, he called it the Igeres Bikaris. He had a tshuva, which he says from Chassid Echad, he didn't write who it was, in the Sam Seivitz Mavur, it's the Baal Nazir Shimshin. And he, in that Igeris Bekiris that he had, a long tshuva against that tshuva, someone who's being matter in the Indian of Psua Dacha, he names on a Psua Dacha could have children, and he says that maybe that's Rava held that he can't have children, Hura Ban held that he could have children, and he also said that Eina Meilid means it's very hard for him to have children, but he could sometimes have children. And he wanted to learn the Gemara with Rav and Shmuel, and Al Gemara Lagabi the Machshad of Vlad. So this Gemara, like we said, the Ari Shainim that learned that our Gemara is talking about Dimash of the Vlad, and then it wouldn't be a Raya Bechlal. But the Gemara before the Rav and Shmuel, the Gemara was asking a kash on the Bryce of Nikiv of Psua Dacha from the fact that someone had children. I don't see how he's learning that way so well. Now to say for Atzei Arazim on Evan Ezer, Simon Hey, he's Matmi on the Levush from the Svaris that we said, and Sam Seif and Simon Yitzayin. And also, Rabbeinu Tam says, I have a raya that nitul beitz achaz is good because he can have children. And the Rishayim answered, Chazal b'nei amechen hein. None of the Rishayim seem to entertain a tzad that a psuadaka can have children. So there's also a tshuva segus meisha, interesting tshuva in Evan Ezechelik beisim and gimel. Also, he starts off the tshuva, the anaf aleph, is to shtelevek this yisayin, that it's clear that a psuadaka absolutely can't have children. That's actually the definition of psuadaka, like all the rayas that we're bringing. Now the shayla he was standing on is someone who couldn't have children, so the doctor wanted to make a biopsy, wanted to take a little bit of the testicle, a little bit of the beitza, to test it, to see if he could, to see what the problem is, in order to help him have children. So, the question was, one in the case of psuadaka, like we had before, is chasrei. So it's chasrei. So is he going to be a psuadaka? So Rav Eshet says, but we know that he can have children afterwards, right? And he says, you're going to have to say nishtanu ativim. And it's not a problem to say nishtanu ativim. Paiskim say nishtanu ativim, there's going to be a lot of other things. We'll have to say nishtanu ativim. Obviously, in the Gemara's time, he couldn't have children, because in the Gemara's time, it was totally halbaha. But now, he could have children. And l'chayi the pshanu of Moshe is, and it's a little bit mashmei from the hemshech of the tshuva, is that Rabbeinu Tam brought a raya from the fact that he could have children, and the Rishayim weren't clear that the raya was a good raya, but that was then when you didn't have so much communication, you didn't have so much documentation with Huli, so it's possible that you have an anecdotal case of someone who had children that they never made so good. But if it's something that happens every day in the medical field and we know about it and they have children, not shy to say on all these cases, you have to say v'zishtanu ativim. So Rav Moshe is mayrich like this. He has a suffix. That it's not moilit, is that the siba why it's puzzle? That's the pshat, that it's a makkah which is not moilit, you need the not moilit for the psul? Or is that a simen? The way we know it's a psuadaka is if it's not moilit. So that would be totally, if it's not moilit, it's not matan Torah. If it was nishtanu ativim, then the issa would remain. If it's a siba, so you need that siba, b'cholzman. If it's a simen, so then whatever was there, b'zman ma'antari, like the Gemara tells us, is a psuadaka, so obviously b'zman ma'antari couldn't be mylid, so that would still be us. He says, by treifis you find such a thing. Brings the Rambam, very good, ilcheshkit, alochi yedeis in the Gimel, it says, ve'im leisef al treifis elu klal. If something happened to an animal or a bird which are not part of these treifas, so then it could live. Even if we in our medicine see it can't live, but no, Chazal didn't count it, so it could live. Even all those accounted there were a treifa. Even though we see in our medicine, our medical knowledge, that some of them will not die, the hefshe shetichim had. You only count mashmana chachamim. You have to say it's a treifa. Shenema al pi atayra sheyerucha. So Rav Moshe says like this. He says, about the things that today they die, but Chazal didn't count them. Chazal said they're not a treifa. Not so sure. Maybe Chazal knew how to heal them, and we don't. So since it has a refu, it's not called a treifa. But the things that we see don't die, and in Chazal's time, they wrote it's a treifa, you're going to have to say it's nishtanu ativa. And if it happened once, he said, then he could say it was b'derech neis. There's a mistake that went on. Maybe the whole thing that it dies is not mamish 100% of the time. It's 99% of the time, whatever it is. But if it happens all the time, that's it. It was nishtanu ativim. He says there's such a thing called the sanya divi. I think it's the appendix that if it's taken out of animals, it's a treifa. He says we do these operations all the time on people and animals. They all live. They become gesund. But halacha l'maisa, like the Rambam says, is a treifa. That's it. Whatever Chazal says is a treifa, even if the Darkei Refuah say it lives, is a treifa. Why? Zakir of Meisha, the reason is because that it doesn't live is not the sib, it's a simen. And it's totally in Zvama and Torah. So if the Sani Divi is removed, which it clearly could live, it's a treifa. And it's a derisa to eat it. And if the cloyus, the kidneys are removed, the Chazal said it's not a trefa, so then it's not a trefa, even though we don't understand how an animal can live without kidneys. Doesn't matter. If it was nishtanu or tivim, it's totally what happened with Zman Matan Torah. So he said, you could possibly say that's the same to my psuadak. He says, maybe that's the pshan in the levush. That the levush says it could be meilid. I, the Gemara's mavur, it can't be meilid. Maybe the levush means that by the Beit Sa'achas it's nishtanu or tivim, and now it could be meilid. And that it can't be meilid is a simen, not a siba. So if it's Zman Chazal, it couldn't be meilid, even today it will be a psuadaka, even though today it could be meilid. But he says, Lamaisa, he says not the way. He says, even my trefa, he says, there are some dinim lamashal that would be telling Zman Hazeh, right? Like the Gemara says, if someone kills a trefa, he's pater from Misa. Why? Because the trefa was going to die. So he's pater from Misa. So that's Pashit, and he says, he brings it to clearly in the Rambam Milchus Ritzeach, it's telling him what Bizmanenu was that way. Lamashal, if someone kills someone that doesn't have a Sani Divi, of course he's Chayiv Misa. And if someone kills someone that doesn't have kidneys, even though he's not a Trefa, but of course he's not Chayiv Misa. Because the Chiv, the Din Trefa, Lagabe Chiv Misa, is telling on the Metzias if Yitaka is going to die, if Yitaka is going to die today. So the Gris Meshach says like this. The reason why Chazal understood that by trefa it's not, by trefa of eating, it's not a siba, it's a simen, is because there's a lot of halacha meishim misinas by trefa. Why did the Eibishter have to give someone halacha meishim misinas? Why can the Eibishter just say, I'll tell you the rule, if the behemah receives a makam, and that makam will make it that it can't live, so mail it's a trefa. And Chazal will tell you all the dinim, when it could live, when it can't live, like Chazal do. The Teretz is, because that's not the siba. So if things change, you won't know the halacha. So mele, all the trefas were given clear with the halacha leishim v'sinai, or at least a lot of them. So that would indicate to us that the fact that it won't live is not a siba, it's just a simen, and if it changes the tev, it doesn't change the halacha. Mashenkim tzuvadaka v'keret. The Gemara never quoted anything from halacha leishim v'sinai. Everything seems to be, Alpiva Chazal understood if it's meilid or not meilid. So Mamela, then we understand from there that the Meilid not Meilid is the Siba, and Mamela, if there's Nishtanu or Tivim, the Halacha would change with the Tivim. And he discusses this, he says, maybe that's Pshat in the fact that the Torah didn't write Deiris to tell you that's a Siba, even though the Gemara said, maybe the reason why he said he didn't say Deiris is because the Deiris is a Mutter, but he has a whole pilpul on that, that the reason why Rava said the way is because Rava held that rather the Deiris would be Aser, because you learn it out from Mamzer and from Meina Mayavi that Avada the Darius would be Aser. It's just that the Humra Rabbanan said, if Suadaka means from the head, so the fact that Torah left out the Darius is a right, is to tell you that it's Mutter. But once, now we know anyway Suadaka is Maisa Makam, so the fact that the Torah didn't write Darius is to tell you that Gdor of the Isser is that there's no Darius. So that's what he holds. So he says, Lamaisa, Halacha Lamaisa, if today, according to medicine, we see clearly you can have children, you can't be a psuadaka. He also brings the Marshal, that's also a good heter. And the Marshal says that even those that aser nitl beitza achas, but if the reifim do it very carefully in a way that they could be mailed, so then it would be good. So there you could say, you don't even have to say nishtanu ativim l'chayr, l'fi the Marshal. Right? We see clearly he has children, so we see the Marshal is right, and we see this is the inyan like the Marshal. The Reifim are doing it in a careful way, and Melech that's not called a Makkah, that's a Petsuadaka. You could also bring in the Sefer HaTrumas, which we mentioned. The Sefer HaTrumas holds that Shmuel B'Leisha Berecha and Breka Sishamati B'Kerem B'Yavna, that one Beitz is good, means that you need both Beitz in order to have an Issa Petsuadaka. And we said the Arach Reinen that Mameka with the Sefer HaTrumas, because that's what the Metziah seems to say, and that zichah could be a tziruf. But Al Kopanim, that's what Rav Meisha says. I want to say one other shtickle for Rav Meisha on the Negei this Amud, on a different topic, where the Gemara discusses that with Nekev, it depends. If the Nekev is a type that it opens up when it's a Masriya, so then it's a problem of Suadaka. If it remains closed, then it's not a problem of Suadaka. So Gemara says, how can you be able to see what's going to happen when it's Masriya? So the Gemara says, you take some hot barley bread and put it at Bei Pukri, and he'll come to for carry for that thing. Maria says, why should you do that for? You have a much easier thing. I think everyone's like Yaakov Avinu. How about just Magni Mahiro, Big Ditzivainim? So the Gemara said, no, most people won't. Everyone's like Barzilai Galadi, the whole Gemara. So there's an obvious question. To be Maitzi Zera, you could just, with the hand, rub the Aver and be Maitzi Zera. What's the whole issue here? So Negris Mesha, Nevin Ezechel, Galav Simon Ayin, explains that the two different Isurim of Itzah Zera Levatol learned from two psukim. The Gemara brings two different psukim. The Gemara brings down a pasuk of Nishmaita Mikol Davarav, Shlehar Adam Biyayim Viyavad Yatoma Belayla. So Gemara Nevin Ezechel, Dav Chafim, remains in other places. Because we're talking there about carry, and it says, "Nishmaitim mikol davarav." That's what it means. You shouldn't call me day carry. So that's called an issa v'tzah zera levatola. That issa you clearly don't have here, because you see, he's allowed to be mahar and be meitzi zera that way. And the reason is because there the issa is hitzah zera levatola. Hitzah zera for no reason. Here, the fact that you need it for a test is not called levatola. But then there's another issa. It's in Gemara Nida that leisinaf means leisanef biyad. That it's part of leisinaf not to get out the zera manually. So male, that's usur, even if you're doing a litzarech b'dika. That's another isur. So that's why you have to dafka de grum and not biyad. So that's what he discusses in this very negeya. Let's say they have to do a medical test to check the zera of the man to see how to heal him, or if he needs healing, in order that he should have children. It's part of the testing for fertility. So you can't do a biyad, because that's a problem of leisinaf. And you also probably wouldn't work to do it with the Nahama Chamimi, because we don't know how to do it. And the Big Ditzivainim probably also is a problem, because Lav Kulamli Brazil Legaladi. But he says you could do it like this, since he's married, in the case of the Gemara, he wasn't married. He can't get married until we do this test. So you have to do it that way. But in the case where he's married, he could be Bail and be Dash Mifnim and Zarmi Bechutz. He could get out this era. So he didn't do the Zerah Biyad, he did the Zerah Derech Biya, but it's also Midrashi to do it Levatola, because you have an Issa Vitzar Zer Levatola, but here you need the Zerah for testing that the Gemara is not Levatola. And the Sinif Biyad you're not going to have if you're doing a Derech Nashmish. That's where Rav Meisha's Pesach is.